Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a groundbreaking move, Odisha has become India's first state to implement marine spatial planning, a crucial step towards integrated ocean governance, and this development is set to have far-reaching implications for the country's blue economy. First, let's understand why this is in the news. Odisha has partnered with the National Centre for Coastal Research, or NCCR, as part of the Indo-Norway Integrated Ocean Initiative launched in 2019. This initiative aims to allocate Odisha's marine zones across various sectors like energy, ports, fisheries, aquaculture, tourism, and conservation, using an integrated governance framework. This is a significant shift from the current fragmented approach, where different sectors are managed by separate ministries, often leading to conflicts and ecological degradation. What makes this significant is the concept of Marine Spatial Planning, or MSP, itself. MSP is an evidence-based process for allocating marine space, ocean areas, seabed, and water column to different human activities and conservation purposes. It's analogous to land use planning, but for the ocean. MSP involves mapping existing and proposed uses of the sea, resolving conflicts between competing uses, identifying and protecting ecologically sensitive marine habitats, and providing a long-term governance framework for sustainable ocean use. Building on this, MSP is crucial because, without it, ocean governance is fragmented. Fisheries are managed by one ministry, ports by another, offshore energy by yet another, and conservation by a separate authority. This leads to conflicting permits, uncoordinated development, ecological degradation, economic losses, and governance failures. MSP integrates these into a single spatial framework, ensuring that different activities are managed in a way that minimizes conflicts and maximizes benefits. Now, let's turn to Odisha's coastal profile. Odisha has one of India's most ecologically complex coastlines, with the Chilika Lake being a special case. Chilika Lake, which is Asia's largest brackish water lagoon and India's first Ramsar wetland, supports over 800 species of birds, including migratory species from Central Asia, Irrawaddy dolphins, and nearly 200,000 fisherfolk families. MSP for Odisha must explicitly protect Chilika from industrial and aquaculture encroachment while enabling sustainable fishing. The Indo-Norway Integrated Ocean Initiative is a bilateral framework launched in 2019, which aims to transfer Norwegian MSP expertise to India, support coastal zone governance across Indian coastal states, develop integrated ocean management frameworks, and build Indian institutional capacity in marine science. The initiative has two phases. The first phase covered baseline mapping and capacity building, while the second phase, which Odisha is now participating in, involves actual MSP implementation, including zoning and legal framework development. The National Centre for Coastal Research, or NCCR, is the implementing agency for Odisha's MSP. The NCCR will conduct marine spatial mapping, ecological sensitivity mapping, stakeholder consultation, zone designation, and legal framework development. This will involve satellite and field surveys to map existing uses, identifying critical habitats, nursery grounds, and migration corridors, consulting with fisherfolk communities, port authorities, and energy developers, and formally allocating areas to permitted uses. And here is something that surprises many students. Alongside MSP, Odisha has also launched the Odisha Marine Biotechnology Research and Innovation Corridor, or OMBRIC, in August 2025. OMBRIC is a research corridor focused on marine biodiversity conservation, marine biotechnology, sustainable fisheries innovation, and climate adaptation for coastal communities. This connects research institutions, universities, and industry in a collaborative marine science ecosystem, making it India's first dedicated marine biotech corridor. Now, let us look at the bigger picture. India's blue economy, which refers to economic activity from ocean resources, is estimated to be around $28 to $35 billion annually and has the potential to reach $150 billion by 2030, according to Niti Aayog. This makes MSP and integrated ocean governance crucial for India's economic development and environmental sustainability. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Odisha's coastline is approximately 550 kilometers long, making it the longest on the east coast after Andhra Pradesh. Chilika Lake is Asia's largest brackish lagoon, covering an area of around 1,100 square kilometers, and it was designated as India's first Ramsar wetland in 1981. The National Center for Coastal Research, or NCCR, was established in 1998 under the Ministry of Earth Sciences. The Indo-Norway Integrated Ocean Initiative was launched in 2019 to facilitate MSP knowledge transfer. The Odisha Marine Biotechnology Research and Innovation Corridor, or ROMBRIC, was launched in August 2025. The blue economy has the potential to reach $150 billion by 2030, according to Niti Aayog. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to the syllabus, particularly in the areas of environmental conservation, economic development, and governance. Remember this number, $150 billion, which is the potential value of India's blue economy by 2030. Note this carefully, MSP is a crucial tool for integrated ocean governance, and Odisha is leading the way in India. In conclusion, Odisha's implementation of marine spatial planning marks a significant milestone in India's journey towards integrated ocean governance, and this development has far-reaching implications for the country's blue economy, environmental sustainability, and economic growth.